I'm Steve Tawa with three things to know right now. The FBI has joined the criminal investigation into the Boeing 737 MAX. The federal grand jury investigation is looking into the certification process that approved the safety of the new Boeing plane. The worldwide MAX fleet remains grounded following two fatal crashes in 5 months. In an effort to reduce burnout, one Philadelphia school is moving to a four-day work week for teachers. Starting in the fall, teachers at Sankofa Freedom Academy Charter School in Kensington will work a four-day week, either Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday. Students continue to go all 5 days. And this third thing, we may find out today why Central High and LaSalle grad Peter Biar has been locked up in Sudan. The father of two has spent nearly 8 months in a South Sudanese prison. The family attorney says he's a political prisoner being punished for speaking out against the government on TV and social media. The defending national champions, Villanova Wildcats, opening play tonight in the NCAA tournament against St. Mary's. Tip-off in Hartford is at 7:20. The Phillies send Vince Velasquez to the mound this afternoon against the Toronto Blue Jays. Grapefruit League action in Florida. Opening day, by the way, a week from today, Phils will host Atlanta. The CBS 3 Eyewitness forecasts rain much of the day, some of it heavy, high of 51. Tonight, breezy with rain and drizzle, low 42. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, then windy, scattered late-day showers and a high of 51. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.